Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark Carl Bott. Hey, today, the 5th of January. You know why this is an important day?
Why is that?
Because it's payday for the troops.
Oh, there you go.
The eagle's going to poop today. Okay, as we used to say in the Marine Corps. Because, you know, you got the eagle on the chest.
Yeah.
Hey, 7:05. That was gross.
Yeah.
7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're starting the Go Red Luncheon again this year. Shasta Regional is. And they've asked Linda to be the MC. Mistress of Ceremonies.
Nice.
So, that's going to be cool. Yeah. Liam, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Anything bad going on in there?
When
I hear Sue go, Liam, I put my head down on my desk and I go, oh. And then I hear power outages. Do we have power outages last night?
I don't know. I know that the weather makes things act up.
Is the FM still on in the air?
We are good for right now.
Yeah, because I was listening to it coming in. Yeah, because up there on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they probably had some pretty fierce storms up there.
Oh yeah,
I was surprised that the truck stop was not blacked up with trucks. Usually, when we got storms above,
and they closed the five and stuff,
that the truck stop there on Knighton Road is backed up with trucks, and it was not.
Well,
unless I
saw at the weather reports, even up in Alturas, was like 39 degrees. I mean, I stepped outside last night during the during the of the storm, and it was warm.
Yeah.
It was kind of warm last night. So I'm thinking, you know, this Pineapple Express came rolling in here, brought warmer air, and because that's what it is. It's warmer air that goes over the, you know, the Hawaiian Islands and that area and picks up the water, and we're getting the rain. And so far, from what I understand, we're not at the flood stages of any area up here in Northern California, from Humboldt all over. They have not reached that flood stage.
They've got Butte County's got some issues,
but not any major. Cal Creek, which is, Liam, you live on Cal Creek. You may be living in Cal Creek here, but they're saying Cal Creek not at that point yet where you have to really worry.
Well, I think because
nothing had
any water in it for so long that it took a while to fill them all up. That's good again. We got creeks with water in them.
They're saying 20 to 30 feet going into the to Lake Shasta.
And let's just hope they don't just pull and start draining.
Well, the big thing we really need is like a 80-foot snowpack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and these warm storms don't help that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they don't. So it's 53 degrees in downtown Reading right now, rainy and breezy. There's a flood watch and a wind advisory going on, and I think that's going to last way through Thursday night into the weekend. So everyone, be careful out there. Today we're looking for a high of 53 and a low of 42, so it's not going to get any warmer. On Friday, rain again, a high of 50 and a low of 44. On Saturday, rain and breezy, a high of 50 and a low of 44, sticking right in there all through the week. Sunday, a rain, high of 53 and a low of 45. On Monday, it's going to raise up to 54 and then cloudy in the late afternoon and 54. The rain is looking like it's going all the way through next week.
Oh, yeah, I heard that it could be going all the way through next week.
Yeah, yeah.
And another 3-4 inches, you know, accumulated. Well, we had an inch and a half over the last day or two here.
But it's real interesting. You know, Anderson has a lot of areas where we have a lot of standing water. We just don't have any of that. The drainage system is good, but it's coming in enough spurts that it's soaking in and I think recharging the groundwater and And we're not getting the flooding. Not any place, as you indicated, across the North State.
I believe something else is we didn't have those huge fires again, which burns off all the ground cover. So this time we had a year of ground cover still there. So when the rain hit, it could slow it down instead of just, you know, just taking highways out.
So, weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
It appears that that football player that was injured on that Buffalo Bills Bengals game.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did not.
You know, what they're not doing, they're not showing. You know, and I think I appreciate that. They don't show what happened. At least I haven't been, you know, not on the major things I look at. They didn't show him. I was watching it when it happened. And he tackled the guy. And it wasn't a stupendous tackle. It wasn't one of those things where the
accidents
guy
happened.
And somebody mentioned, oh, he put his head down and he batted. No, he didn't. It wasn't anything. And the young man gets up, stands up, takes a step forward and two steps back and collapses and the whole thing happens. According to Dr. Muhammad Khan, that this is not unusual for young players, young athletes to get hit. You know, a relatively light, not a bone-shattering, you know, crushing of the chest, but baseball hitting them, getting hit, you know, and playing football. And it causes that heart, it catches them right between a beat, and it causes the heart to go into this fibrillation. And it just stops.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. He was breathing, but his heart wasn't beating. That's why they were giving him CPR. And one of the things Dr. Khan says, if nothing else, people need to learn how to give CPR. Can you give CPR if I dropped on the ground here?
Yes.
Liam, could you?
I could, yes.
Okay. See? Then there's 100% of us in here that could give CPR to somebody, which is good to know.
Let's not try that out.
No, because I will crack your chest. So anyway, went to the hospital. But today, while he's still in critical condition, he's doing better, and the NFL is just that game. If that game gets played again, it'll be way down the line here, you know, before the maybe in the bye week or something.
Yeah.
Not that frankly, I care, but the fact is the young man is alive, and. I don't know if there was any brain damage, because once the air's cut off, but as long as they're doing CPR and they put oxygen on him, hopefully that would, keeps that blood flowing to his brain. And,
It was a good thing that they just put the game in.
Oh, no. How do you go? Okay.
You don't go ahead and go play after.
If I collapse right here. Yeah. Okay. We're going to let's take a commercial break and we'll be right back. No, you're not going to be right back. And the people doing the show, doing the game, ESPN, I mean, what do you do when something like this happens? But they managed to hold it together, not get crazy about things. One of the ESPN analysts actually prayed on the air. And the other two, amen. He was, praying for this young man to be okay. Yeah, you don't hear too much about that.
Well, no, they won't comment about that. But what is that
saying?
But
it made the news.
Yeah, but what is that saying that there's no atheist in a foxhole?
Mm. Tell me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Tell me.
I think there's a time that everybody needs to put that crap aside, and that was certainly one of them.
Well, when you see a free, what do they call them? Frogs, free ranging over ground missile coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few words there. Lord, if I'm to see you in the next few minutes, I hope you forgive the last 5 years of my life. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Been into business over 15 years helping their customers. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's right. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. They got four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside there. They have two right here in town, one at 1845 California Street, the other one at 921 Hartnell. Thank you. In the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Duh. Went right over my head. 192 Hartnell Avenue. And the last one, the newest branch, right down in Anderson, on Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Wind River Resort and Casino's Ultimate Tailgate Party is an event you won't want to miss. Join us Sunday, February 12th to catch the big game on our two super-sized TV screens. Score on food, drinks, party favors, and prize drawings throughout the game. Tickets $25 per person or $200 for a table of 10.
You must be 21 to attend this event.
For tickets or complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
Some people talk football. We live it.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 7:19 in the morning here, 53 degrees, rain's coming down, and we're going to have to continue. We're having severe weather alerts. It's going to be raining.
Windy.
And more raining.
Yeah.
Last night the wind was blowing hard enough that I went outside and thought, okay, which of the trees around here do I need to worry about? And, of course, the guys across the street had these huge trees. our neighbor's grass. And they trimmed them all way back. But they are still, you know, I thought, I wonder if it went the right, I mean, if it went the wrong way for me, it could probably reach us. But I'm not sure how much of the, you know, it'd be up the upper reaches of the tree. But
I have all kinds of trees, not in my yard, but surrounding me.
Not in my yard.
That have that possibility. The one that was really a danger, they took out in the yard next door to me a few years back, which is good and bad. I don't have the worry of it landing in my house in a storm, but I also now have a utility bill that just is incredible because it took away my shade. So,
well, we took out a big tree, silver maple or whatever they are, but the whole inside of it was eaten out and had some kind of disease. But that tree was huge, and the crew came in and, you know, put cables around it, and it had already been chopped back at one point. Gosh knows when, but it still provided some shade. And and Linda said, "Well, you're going to miss the tree." I went, "No, I mean it's a tree. It's nice."
Well, when they took this tree out,
there.
It literally raised the temperature in my house about 15, 20 degrees all summer long.
Well,
because I went from having shade from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon the rest of the day to having full sun all day long.
We have information on what is going on behind us.
Okay.
Okay.
On Tehama Street or Shasta Street, down by the Woody's and Oregon, Shasta Street and Oregon Street has been closed off. So what is it, buddy?
So firefighters are wrapping up after responding to a structure fire on Oregon Street and Shasta Street in downtown Reading.
Okay.
The road was blocked for hours while firefighters battled the blaze. Multiple engines were involved.
Yeah.
And I guess there's still a lot of debris in the road. So
and what building
cleaning
was
up.
It?
Did it say which building?
It doesn't say which building, no.
Well, we can wander down. We just walk down there.
Actually. A jaunt.
Okay. Now, you want to talk about a clown show? Okay. Where do you think I'm talking about?
Well.
Want to talk about a clown show?
Well, you know, I disagree with a clown show.
Okay.
And only because we continue to do the same thing over and over again, and we don't make any changes. I, in my mind, I'm delighted to see somebody stand up and say, no. I mean, let's back up. We took the House. I'm saying the Republicans. The Republicans took control of the House and then promptly gave the authority for everything that they could accomplish this next year, turned it right over by passing that continuing resolution again for another year.
Yep.
So we gained control of the House. We have a speaker, a person who wants to be speaker, who has proved repeatedly, in my mind, that he is a go-along, get-along, not going to make any differences, certainly not a conservative, and as far as I'm concerned, he's part of the Rhino Group.
Okay.
So
we
have an opportunity.
We're talking about Kevin McCarthy here from California.
If we have any hope of making a difference or making a change where we go back to having a legislature that actually does something, because they have not done anything in 6 years. They don't debate bills. They don't have a budget. They don't submit a budget. We're operating on a continuing resolution for the last 6 years. And that includes Trump's time because he had McCarthy and he had McConnell. And they just, all the leaders get in a little room. They make up a big package, and then they throw it out to the rest of the people we've elected to do our business. They don't debate it. They get these
bills. It's a 4,000-page.
That they get 72 hours in advance.
Yeah.
There's no discussion on the floor.
No.
And so this has gone on now for 6 years. Nobody's doing anything, and I quite frankly am done with it. So it's encouraging to me to see that we've at least got 20 people that we've elected who are saying, we're not doing our job, and this is the only chance we've got to do anything to change it. And McCarthy would not take the time, he's admitted it himself, to deal with these people because he has a right to be the speaker, and he's going to be, and that's it. That's my opinion on that.
To become speaker, he needs 218 lawmakers
to vote for him. And he doesn't have the votes.
And since the GOP only holds a 9-vote advantage in the House when it should have been a 100-vote advantage, giving McCarthy a challenge. So here's 20 of them, as you said, including the congressman from Florida who voted for him twice. And third time he says, nope, and he switched. Yeah. Anyway, as part of it, so McCarthy's making concessions. Proposal to add more Freedom Caucus members to the House Rules Committee, as well as further lowering the number of members needed to call for a floor vote to oust a sitting speaker.
Well, you see,
which means is they can come back and say, okay, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, so we want to have another vote. And this builds on previous concessions in which McCarthy agreed to lower the number of votes needed to oust him from the position, possibly, should he be elected, making a significant win for the far-right conservatives.
But these are all
rules. I wouldn't
rules.
Say far-right, just say conservatives.
That's what they want to say.
Also,
they want to say all these nutcases in there,
yeah,
and they're not.
The Congressional Leadership Fund, it's a super PAC aligned with McCarthy, agreed not to interfere with open GOP primaries like McConnell did.
Well,
okay.
See, and I will tell you that as I scan the pages that I look at, and the mainstream press, as always, is trying to paint this as 20 people who are not listening to the American people. And I will say that I believe that is 20 people of the whole bunch of them that, in fact, are listening to the American people. Because if you look at the pages of stuff that are going into them, the phone lines are absolutely overloaded with people. I don't know. I just McCarthy needs to stop acting like the expectant king and act like he wants to deal with every member
here.
And is willing to,
yeah,
because he's making threats to him. And some of these gals, some of these newer people, they come out and they go, oh, yeah, he says, we'll do this. And if you don't get in line, you'll be paying, yeah, the bill across. And, they're speaking,
well,
quite frankly.
Doug Lemoff is going to be on tomorrow morning. And I want to talk about this with him.
He's
because I want to. I understand that. But I also want to talk about the fact that, are there threats being made? And, if you don't support me, you're not going to get a committee.
And you think you're going to get that?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I have to go back with, and Liam wants to add in something here.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to a discussion I had with Doug Lemoffa over Boehner. And he promised, it said repeatedly when he was first elected, that he would support getting rid of Boehner. And then he went back and.
William C. Boehner's visit out here.
Yeah.
Than I did.
Well,
14 years ago.
And he went back and supported him
by
all Lemoffa.
Lemoffa.
And supported him all the way. After he had, all the way through his campaign, when he was running, he had said, no, he would support a change. He'd get rid of the rhinos and yada, yada, yada. And the discussion that I had with him at that time was, Doug, here's the deal. I don't care what kind of committees you're on. I don't care what kind of an office you have. I want you to support the people that elected you. And when you say you're going to do something, do it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know where he stands on McCarthy. Probably supported him all the way
okay,
through.
Liam.
I think that there's room for this to be a good thing. I think we could be seeing the beginning of the country transitioning into a three-party system, which we really need because nothing gets done.
Well, nothing gets done the way we got it. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
The Democrats seem to all be voting for their guy.
Yeah.
And then
Democrat. They vote for graham crackers when they put them up there. They just, well, they do. That's the way they operate.
Representative Khanna, a Democrat from California, offered Republicans a deal. And said the party can meet two conditions, not use the debt ceiling as a political weapon, well, Democrats do, and finding a deal on subpoena power. Subpoena power because they don't want to have Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, get subpoenas. No. And if the GOP can agree to those terms, said they'd support a Republican nominee such as Reps Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin. So now here's the Democrats offering, if you pick the one we want, we'll support that. You know,
it's going to be interesting. I think we
should just elect AOC to be the speaker.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. Why don't we just go and get somebody from outside the House of Representatives to be the speaker?
Like who?
Well, I don't know.
John Wayne's dead.
There you go. And that would be a good choice.
This portion
of the show. You know, I would love to have seen, I'm going to say one more, I would love to have seen Jim Jordan give in, because he'd make a great one. He doesn't want it. Steve Scalise would be good.
I don't think Scalise is going to run again, is he?
Well, and I don't think he wants it.
Let's bring back. How about Trey Gowdy?
Oh, yeah. Now, see, there you go. They don't. He doesn't need to be a member. Let's pull Trey Gowdy and let him be speaker.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of our favorite places. They are really – I had lunch with the former owner, who is just a close friend of Linda's and I. And I said, they seem to be doing okay. So, oh, yeah. He says, they've doubled business down there since they bought it. And I said, see what customer service does, buddy? He goes, oh, yeah, I know that. Because my friend was, you know, he was abrupt, and he was a wholesaler, right? He wasn't into this interaction as much as Rebecca and Henry are, and they are just such great people, great selections of jewelry. They fix your jewelry, you know, every year. You know, it's kind of like putting in your new batteries in your fire, you know, in the fire alarms or the smoke detectors is, do you know, those rings – you know, are the diamonds or the jewels are the prongs tight on that? Because you know, and they do that. They fix all those type of things. The only full service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
power. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. We're just, you know, the good discussion is going on. I know. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Teresa Larkin and Carl Watt. 7:35 in the morning here on the 5th of January. It's 53 degrees out there. And I stepped out last night in the middle of all this, and it was warm. It was warm outside.
It's just going to go between the high 40s and low 50s all week long. It's not changing.
It's that atmospheric river, or they used to call the Pineapple Express, coming in from Hawaii up that way. This portion of the show. Now, you may not be thinking of it right now, and I can understand that. But this rain's going to end, and your car is going to look like it's driven through a mud storm. And if that's the case, you want to go on down to a Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros and get that car washed, or truck. It's just a great place. Your cars and trucks come out extremely clean. They got people at the end with big towels wiping them off. Everybody's very friendly. Everybody knows what they're doing there. And this is where I go to get my truck washed. And if you can buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean. Good place. Locally owned, locally run. And they've had that piece of property there for like 100 years or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The property, the whole corner, actually.
Okay, yeah. Robert, what say you this morning?
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for the show again. I kind of agree with Liam there that this is how change happens. I mean, the system is broken. It's not working for the people. You can't go to Washington and serve both a party and your constituents. You either serve one or the other. Right now, they're serving neither. And in that case, if we're going to do it without weapons and war in the streets, this is what we got. We have to put representatives up there that will basically stymie the system and say, no.
And you know what? And I agree with you. No, we were talking during the break. There are so many things like when you have a 4,000-page bill and it has to do with infrastructure, and they add so many things on it has nothing to do with infrastructure, and there's no way of cutting it out if you're going to get the votes. I mean, this whole the whole process has become so cumbersome. You know, I think our founding fathers did not really believe that we should be there year after year after year after year, the same people, and accumulating wealth at the expense of their constituents.
It's way deeper than that. They didn't want the federal government to be anywhere near the size it is now.
I totally agree with that. But you also remember they put the Federal Reserve Bank together back then. Or something like that. And
well, that was only in the need of a fair practice across state lines. I mean, that's necessary for us to have interstate commerce.
Well, I think, though, that you're right, Robert, and I think Liam's right. And I think that to make change, you're gonna break some eggs here.
That's right.
So, McCarthy's getting his wavos crushed right now. And and it's not a bad thing. If they can come out with some actually be able to make some changes in this system that continues
to run amok. It's a good thing. So
yeah, let me. Hey, Carl, one more quick thing, if I could put something in your ear potentially to bring up with Mr. LaMalfa. Regarding that, these bills that we get. I mean, I remember the when they turned our health care over to the government, and that stupid, you know, 6,000 or whatever pages that, again, we were, you know, given one day to read or go over before we were supposed to vote for it. They should, Doug LaMalfa should pen legislation and try and get it passed that says you get an hour per page minimum. You want to give us 1,000 or a 6,000 page bill? Well, we get 6,000 hours to review it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you know, Pelosi. I mean,
How about 10 minutes? Just 10 minutes a page.
Pelosi, to look at it. They're so blatant about what they've done and how they've done it. Pelosi came out and said we have to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah, phenomenal. I don't know if you remember under a. What is it? The president at the time, Obama, his whole running, what he ran on was openness and transparency.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what we got.
Well, and the reason we need to get away from what we're doing back there is we had an opportunity under President Trump, but we controlled all three houses, and we couldn't get rid of Obamacare because McConnell couldn't control his field. We didn't accomplish anything with all three houses all the time the president was in there that would stick on Obamacare.
Well, we couldn't get immigration or anything else. But here's the thing is, on one hand, you say they can't control their people. On the other hand, you're saying people that are supporting their constituents should vote for their constituents.
And if we were all going down the things they say when they're running to get elected, they would be on the same page.
Well,
We're all talking about a smaller government.
I don't know what they're saying in Colorado or Texas.
Well, when did you ever hear a conservative Republican not support smaller government, gun, bud, safety, blah, blah, all these things? They go along the line.
That's true.
They all say the same thing. And then when they get in office, they don't remember anything they said.
Okay. Last thoughts, Robert?
No, that's it, Carl. Please endeavor to bring that up with Mr. LaMalfa, that they can put some sort of time limit on this legislation to where they have enough time to review it.
Yeah. Okay, good. I got that written down.
Do you know another that I would love to see them say that if they're going to pass a new bill, then they need to do away with several others. President Trump tried to do that, and he did that very successfully with getting rid of rules and regulations. Every time they put a new one in, they had to get rid of two others, and it actually, or they looked at it, they actually got rid of 10 or 20 every time they did actually pass anything. And that's, you know, I think it's time. We've got too many, we have that little bitty constitution, and yet the documents that we now operate under are miles long instead of just operating under our constitution.
Trump is supporting McCarthy.
I know, and that amazes me. I don't, you know, sometimes.
And Boebert out of Colorado said, stay out of this.
Exactly. I thought it was, absolutely, I thought it was, well, in fact, several of the people who have really been MAGA supporters in their news conference last night said, I was really disappointed in that, because one of the gals said, my very favorite president ever called and tried to make me do such and such, and I'm not appreciating it. I mean, that was kind of, I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, they weren't impressed by being threatened by him. So yeah, I don't know. I guess they'll go back in session here at some point and start all
today,
over again.
Today at noon, in East Coast time, they're going to start again for the eighth vote.
Well, and if they didn't make any headway over it, it's going to be interesting.
You know, if when Congressman Moffa calls in tomorrow, I can hear him say, okay, now I may have to run back and make a vote. Which he does. You know, he has left the show, and he goes into the cloakroom, which, I think of the cloakroom as something small. But no, it's big. And I guess they can vote from a variety of different areas.
When they're not doing a voice vote.
Yeah.
A voice vote.
They've got to be there.
I think one of the other things that came up yesterday that I thought was interesting is one of the gals that's only been on and I'm not good with remembering the names of the different people, but she said, you know, she's been in there. This is her second term. She just got reelected. She said this is the first time she's been in there when there's that many people in there to actually have a discussion. Because they don't do that anymore. They get together, they come in and they make a vote and they leave because there is no floor discussion. There is no floor debate. There is no input. There are no, they quoted how long it's been since there's been an amendment from the floor. Carl, that's how our government operated. I mean, that's how we were set up, so that we put something on the floor.
You have a discussion.
You have a discussion. You go this.
Did you watch
back
Mr.
Forth.
Smith Goes to Washington? That's what they used to do back. Well,
and we,
but they
and
also
not so long ago we did
but,
that.
But they also used to talk to each other.
There you go.
And they used to have lunch with each other.
They did.
They used to have dinners with each other. And they used to do things that would be good for the country and their parties. And why can't it be a You know, why can't it be a win-win-win, one for the country and people working together, you know, to move our country forward instead of this? This, to me, and I know what you're saying, but to me it's a further example of a system that's broken.
Well, I think that there's no question that it shows you is – I'm not sure – I'm glad to see – but there are some people who have some backbone that will stand up for what they said they were going to do. If it's going to make a difference, how it's going to be resolved, boy, I wish I had a crystal ball because I don't. Short of McCarthy stepping down, which I don't think he's going to do that, I don't know how it's going to stand.
Well, one thing that works and works well is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Oh, yeah. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She knows the insurance game, and she knows the financial management game. And she can address questions about, do you have the right health insurance, Medicare. There's Medicare programs out there that, you know, assistance programs that are just wrong for people up here in the rural areas. She knows. She can talk about that. She can tell you. She can point you in the right way on your financial management. You know, people are living longer. As we all know, the financial markets are crazy. So maybe how about a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k? Call Judy, and she'll give you, she'll provide a free review and evaluation and talk to you about what you want for your future. Give her a call, 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cage Fights are back at Wind River Resort and Casino. Be there Saturday, January 14th for a fight night you'll never forget. Primal Fighting Championships brings us amateur title and pro fights of MMA. In the cage. This action-packed adrenaline-pumping event sells out fast. So book your stay and tickets with us now. For tickets or complete details, call us at 280-UIN or visit windriver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, my Thursday girl, 7:50 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to rain. It's going to continue to rain. It'll rain the next day.
And the wind's going to blow.
And the wind's going to blow. And it's going to rain all through next week.
And that weather report's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Great people down there, I tell you. Better known business.
Great Anderson business.
Yeah, and great Anderson business. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is branching out, of course, teaching all over the state. They have the contracts for Bass Pros and Sportsman's Warehouses and all those like that. They've also opened up a new gun store in town called Northern Firearms Incorporated. It's off of Lake Boulevard, right behind the bowling alley there. And they've got a fine selection of firearms, ammo. They've got a training room there to be able to do their CCW classes. Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, Trish. Kay is on the line. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Carl. Happy New Year. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Kay.
Happy New Year to you, Kay.
Oh, well, thank you. Trish, I have a question for you about Anderson.
Okay.
Did the tax for the police have a time of a limit to it?
No.
A deadline?
No.
And, huh?
No.
So they're still taking it out?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because some of the receipts don't seem to have that extra tax anymore in Anderson. And some of the people say, well, we have a new system, computer system, so maybe it's all incorporated.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know what's happening, but no, there was no time limit on it.
Okay. Okay, just wondering. Thank you so much.
You know, and I just a comment about that, Kay, because, you know, no, it doesn't seem to have hindered any businesses in Anderson. In fact, we're doing really
well
down there. And that probably is a good example of what we've been talking about all morning, is that when the citizens have trust in their government, great things can happen.
And see, that's the whole thing about Anderson. There's so much trust.
There you go. And
you
those people have earned it and are acting as we would want all of the people we elect to do our business to act.
Yeah, you're a team.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the team, and I mean, it's so nice dealing with Anderson, with their government, because it's, you know, I mean, it's just the way it should be and the way it used to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't, and nobody has to be mean or anything. I mean, everybody just gets along.
Yeah. And they work things out. If you attend the city council meetings over the years, you'll see where there, you don't have five people walking in lockstep. They disagree from time to time.
Sure.
They have 3-2 votes. But they get in there and they discuss and they convince each other. And bottom line, they're all trying to do the best thing for the citizens of Anderson.
Right.
That's what we would hope for our elected officials.
And they're not in it for their own
That's
self.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Kay.
Okay, well, touche to Anderson.
Touche
to Anderson. Okay, thanks, Kay. Stones, good morning.
Hey, a piece of information. Some people might find it useless. You can go to the State Board of Equalization website. I believe it's boe.ca.gov. And you can actually enter a zip code or an address, and you can actually find the sales tax for that very area. I believe it also will show you any separate additional sales taxes. So anyway, piece of information. That's all I got today.
Okay. Thanks.
Hey, what happened last night at the board meeting?
Oh, well, I was not there, although
I'm talking about the school board. I mean, they were bringing people in for discussions. You weren't there?
Yes, Gateway Unified, I'm sure. Yeah, I watched the videos. I was not there, so okay. I all I can do is say what I saw, but contentious, a little less so than the previous meeting, but you know, they're moving forward on a process to select a new superintendent. So good for them.
Okay, I'm gonna throw my name in the hat. I've got my education.
All right, thank you.
I have my teaching degree. So hey, you're asking who Brian? Thanks, Stones. You're asking who Brian Donalds is? The young man out of Florida.
Yes.
Well, he's just kind of he's a 2-term congressman. He moved to Florida for college, and he got a degree in finance. He worked at TIB Bank, CMG Life Services, and Moran Wealth in Naples. He was elected to the Florida House of Representatives in 2016 and later to the House in 2020. He beat out 6 better-funded Republican opponents in his primary, securing a narrow victory. One of the 2 black Republicans in the House, 44-year-old Donalds, would make history where he elected, become the first black speaker of the House. And the whole 20 threw their weight behind him. So where's he coming from, though? So you need to know those things, too. A fierce conservative, known for his strong views on the importance of small government. Right there, I kind of like the guy.
Yeah, right. That's one.
Upon his election to Congress, he aligned himself with what he called the Freedom Force, a conservative cadre seemingly formed in a contrast to the Democrats' progressive squad. He's a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. Stated on his website, I probably stood against misguided gun control legislation that infringes upon your rights throughout my public service career. He has championed school choice over the years, making it a key issue during both his time in state and national. He falls squarely in the pro-life camp, has been vocal in his opposition to abortion. Every life is valuable from conception to natural death, and I will fight to protect the rights. He has demonstrated fealty to former President Trump in the past. Even during the pandemic, during his 2020 campaign, some speculate he may not be a MAGA purist, as he did not endorse Trump for a presidential run in 2024. Well, neither am I. I mean, I voted for him before, and I voted for him in the last election. I'm not going to vote for Trump again. I think that there's going to be people out there that are just as conservative as Trump but don't have the baggage. And I'm thinking of DeSantis right now. But then Kristi Noem, I just read her book. I am thoroughly enthused about that lady.
There's a lot of candidates out there. I have not changed my mind completely. I would, if Trump is out there, I will support him if he is one. And I believe that he can do the job.
He is a unifying force.
I'm going to
for
see
the Democrats.
Well, maybe so. Certainly, the people that don't like him certainly are unified.
Oh,
in that,
man,
that opinion.
And you know what? It's not just a dislike; it's a visceral hatred for this man. Now, I think he did some great things. He absolutely did some great things. It's all the periphery stuff that just, you know, impacts on people. You know, he was true to his word about the Supreme Court, which is one of the big things for me. The justice,
well, and that's how I got
justices.
A lot of people to vote for Trump in the first place, is because they didn't like him, and I kept pointing out to them that you certainly did not want, but the possibility of two, I mean, the pretty much sure two, and then the possibility of three Supreme Court judges, you simply could not afford not to have a Republican in office.
In my and opinion, that was the deciding factor.
Because you didn't want Hillary Clinton making those appointments.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Do you think she'll run again? No. Okay. Well, who's going to run in 2024? I just don't think Biden can do it.
Well,
he's going to make it through. I think now I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, unless he has another stroke or another embolism or something, that he's going to make it through. But then 2024, it's going to be a dogfight. And Gavin Newsom said he's not going to run. He's our governor, which I don't believe for a second.
God, I wish he would run because he couldn't win, but maybe we could get rid of him here.
No, he's going to run for president, but I'm still going to be governor. I'm not going to resign.
You wouldn't have to give up governorship.
Okay, we got to take a break for the news. And Doug Jahnke, well-known liberal columnist, will be joining us as soon as we get back.
KCNR. Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Compromise is in the air as Congressman Kevin McCarthy doggedly pursues the job of House Speaker, so far failing to win enough votes to secure the post, but that could change today.
Discussions between Republican Speaker nominee Kevin McCarthy and some of his 20 GOP detractors progressed on Wednesday after a sixth failed speaker vote, pointing to more concessions from McCarthy as he aims to win over some of them ahead of the House returning at noon today. Items discussed in the meeting, according to a source, included lowering the threshold of a motion to vacate the chair, a move to force a vote on ousting the speaker, to one member. The developments and negotiations come in addition to a McCarthy-aligned PAC, the Congressional Leadership Fund, committing to not spend and save GOP open seat primaries. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Later this hour, President Biden will talk about the situation on the southern border.
The president has faced withering GOP criticism about border security and enforcement, a topic he will address later this morning. The speech comes as Mr. Biden is making plans to visit the southern border for the first time since taking office. Yesterday, he said he intends to visit the border in connection with his trip to Mexico City next week.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Brian Koberger, accused in the especially brutal killings of four University of Idaho students in November, is back in Idaho, where he's charged with four counts of first-degree murder.
Koberger's return to Idaho could mean that sealed documents on the case could soon be released publicly. Right now, there's a gag order, and attorneys, law enforcement, and other officials are forbidden from talking about the case.
Correspondent Donna Warder says 28-year-old could make his first court appearance as early as today. There is a sell-off underway on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow is down 389 points, a loss of more than 1%. The Nasdaq off 127 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abarua, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Israel's longest-held Palestinian prisoner has been released after 40 years behind bars.
Israel jailed Karim Yunis in 1983 for his part in the kidnap and murder of Israeli soldier Avi Bromberg in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights 3 years earlier. He became a significant figure for Palestinians, writing political works in jail and also calling for agreements to be reached with Israel several years before the Oslo Peace Accords. Israel defended its decision not to release him as part of later deals with the Palestinians, which saw many prisoners freed, saying his detention was an internal affair as he is an Israeli citizen.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem. A doctor says a death toll in a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia has risen to at least 20, including 9 members of one family. The physician says that more than 50 other people were admitted to a hospital for treatment following the explosion, Al-Shabaab claiming responsibility. News and analysis, townhall.com. All things tech on display this week in Las Vegas.
Tech companies of all sizes are showing off their latest products at the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. The Vegas show is getting back to normal after going completely virtual in 2021 and seeing a significant drop in 2022 attendance due to the pandemic. LG unveiled a 97-inch OLED TV with what it calls a Zero Connect box that streams content wirelessly. Autonomy showed its latest delivery robot, which has a self-dispensing feature. That means the package can be delivered even if somebody's not there to collect it. And HoloRide showed off a VR headset it says can prevent car sickness in passengers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Vladimir Putin has sent a frigate armed with Russia's latest hypersonic missile on a transocean cruise. It's meant to be a show of force as tensions with the West escalate over Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the rainy streets of Reading, as we've got a window on the world here, looking out as people come splashing through. Good morning, everybody. The 5th of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. And is there a national day today?
There are quite a few.
We'll pick out the best one.
National Bird Day.
Bird Day?
Or Keto Day.
Keto Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't used to be a word 20 years ago.
Keto?
Yeah. And as far as National Bird Day? There you go.
Not exactly.
Oh, not that bird.
Not that bird.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's 53 degrees in downtown Reading, and that's as warm as it's going to get today. We're looking for a low of 42. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 50 and a low of 44. On Saturday, a high of 50 and a low of 44. And that just kind of hangs out those figures, 53 to 44. Not going to get much cooler or warmer, and it's going to rain and the wind's going to blow for the whole week. We're looking all the way through the next week into Wednesday of next week, where we're still going to be rainy and windy. Flood watch, wind advisory, pay attention, and the chance of precipitation is 100%. It's pouring in downtown Reading right now. It was a little lighter when I came in this morning, but off and on, so pay attention and make sure your windshield wipers are working. That's an automatic. If it isn't working right now, you need to go get a new set. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts.
Okay,
Sam. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Sorry. Sandbag and San Paolo locations. In Bella Vista, it's at the Bella Vista Fire Station, number 33. The bags are inside the station. Bernie, they're at the Bernie Sheriff Station. The bags are in next to the garage. And the French Gulch Fire Station, number 59. East side of the driveway is where the Powell location is, and bags inside the station. Palo Cedro, it's in the Fire Station Company, number 32. And bags inside the fire station. In the city of Reading, it's in the vacant lot north of Big League Dreams. Bring your own bags and shovel. I would bring my own shovel anyway, but everybody else is providing bags except the city of Shasta Lake. So everybody else is, you know, providing bags. But they did make an announcement that you could. The city of Reading doesn't provide bags. No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We don't do bags here. So, which seems kind of strange.
And
French Gulch. French Gulch is in the middle of nowhere. And they provide bags. Okay. Now, I feel like Maximus from the movie Gladiator as I start this hour off with Doug Jenke and Trish Clark. I feel like I should stand, face the microphone, raise my hand, and say, "We are about to die. Salute you."
And why is that? Because we're both so liberal?
Yes, I know. I really did appreciate your intro. That was very nice, Doug, Carl.
Doug, you started the AOC fan club.
I did.
In Shasta County.
I did, and we're growing. We're up to zero. So we've got a lot of membership.
You're to minus one.
Kind of like McCarthy's vote's going downhill.
I actually have the distinction of being the only one the only liberal being kicked off of Twitter for actually trying to set that up here. So there you go.
What do you think about this Brian Donalds?
Impressive. You know, it's funny, as I heard Liam, and he's 19 years old, but sometimes he actually does have some wisdom. So impressive there, young man.
Thank you.
You know, everybody is talking about how this is a disaster, and the Republicans are fighting, and
what is zoo and chaos?
Yeah, what is zoo, and they just can't. They're not united. Good. I am so glad they are not united, because McCarthy has proven he is a rhino in the midst. He is the sheep, or the wolf among the sheep. And so I am really happy they have actually put some discussion, some thought, because to be honest with you, after our incredible Ripple election, I was pretty downbeat. Because I just, you know, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to go. The Durham report's not going to tell me anything. Hunter Biden's not. I'm going, this is just another couple years, and we're going to be in worse condition. And then watching these folks fight it out, you know, WWF out there, I'm actually impressed. And I think Donaldson is kind of a guy that's percolated up. You know, cream rises to the top. And forget his skin color. That will help, I think, at least get rid of the whole Republicans are racist mantra. But
it won't.
They've already come out and said.
I know
he's
an Uncle Tom and all that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Democrats calling him that.
He's a quality person.
Yes,
he's quality.
With a good, we were looking at his record in the first hour, and he has obviously got the attention of some people. He's done a good job in the state legislature, and now on to the Congress, Well, I'm impressed, and I'm not upset. I'm with you. I voiced it very clearly in the first hour.
Yeah, I was listening.
I am not the least bit upset with the chaos that they're causing there. I'm just glad to see somebody's going back there and actually standing for what they said they were going to do when they ran for office, because we hear the same thing. Every Republican has the same mantra when they're running.
Yep.
And every Democrat has the same mantra when they're running, and then they go back there and they do as they darn please, and they serve the party, and they forget about we the people.
Well, now
and I'm done with it.
I'm going to disagree with you, Trish. The Democrats say they're going to grow the government, they're going to open the border. They're going to go woke. They're going to do everything to ruin our country, and they go do it. Give them credit; they are committed.
They are committed, and they've held to the mantra. And here's the other thing: if he's not under indictment and going to court the next day, they'll keep him.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even if he's under indictment and going to court. Until he's in jail for a year, they will still keep him.
Oh yeah, I mean Charles Rangel, he was under investigation and I think ultimately found guilty of $600,000 in tax evasion.
Yeah.
And they put him in charge as one of the co-chairs of the financial committee.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he knows how the system works.
Hey, he knows how to do it.
He knows the system works.
You got to give them credit. You know, the guy actually rigged it. He used it. He manipulated it, and they gave him a reward of putting him in charge of it. I mean, yeah, that's just brilliant.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. And so let me ask you, Doug.
Sure.
Where do you think this is going to end? How is this going to resolve itself? They're going to come back today. Are they just going to – have they made any headway overnight? Are they just going to introduce the same three people and go through the voting process four more times today or what?
Well, you know what's funny is I had a meme come to me, and it said something to the effect that the best the government ever works is when it's not working. And so while they're doing nothing, believe
we're
it or not,
we're better off.
We're probably – I mean, Sleepy's at the wheel of the bus, so I'm not sure that that's a great thing. But, you know, they're not making laws. They're not putting regulations in place. They're not screwing our country. So to some degree, it actually is probably good. But at the end of the day, we need to get conservatives in there. We need to investigate. We need to clean some house. We need to actually show the American people that we're not in a banana republic, that our votes do matter. And I'm hoping through the making of the sausage, we get some good meat. Because I think that's where we're at right now. We're making sausage. We're grinding. And this is another example of Republican, I don't want to use the word stupidity, but the Republicans are really good at doing circle firing squads. They will shoot and cannibalize each other like
nobody else.
Whereas the Democrats, man, it is a single file line 17 miles long.
And say what you want about Pelosi.
Exactly. Yep.
Say what you want about Pelosi, and she has kept that train, the Democrat train, on the tracks.
Yeah.
And she keeps blowing that whistle.
Oh, yeah.
And she stepped down this year, and the guy they elected is going to have the wherewithal like Pelosi did to keep it going. But we'll find out. We got to take a break. Before we take a break, I want to – an injury on the football field, we talked a little bit about it earlier, has really kind of caught the attention of the United States here. Well – the young man, Damar Hamlin, has shown remarkable improvement over the past 24 hours. While he's still critically ill, he has demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact. His lungs continue to heal, and he is making steady progress. I think everybody's happy to hear something like that. That's good news. I mean, he's 24, 25 years old.
Yep.
Playing a game, that he loves, that he's probably been playing since he was 6 years old. And this is such a rare occurrence that a person has this. And, you know, they don't even know how to test for it. It just happens.
So now did they determine that he had a bad heart? Because
it's not his heart. It's a condition that if you get hit a certain way, that it can stop the heart if it's like in between beats. Which
because it wasn't that big of a hit.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't anything that happened.
Dr. Kahn said yesterday, it doesn't have to be a hard hit. It could be get hit by a baseball. And it's usually young athletes
My money was on the jab because there's been 1,500 sudden collapses around the world of purely
I'm not going to tie it into that.
To know if he had the shot.
Well, that's my theory is if this was tied to the jab, we'd want to know.
This has happened before the jab. Okay, this type of thing.
It would be interesting to know if
it
he
would
had
be
it.
No, because people are dying all around
anyway,
the world.
Anyway, he's doing a lot better. I hope he totally recovers.
Yep.
Even if he never plays another step in football, I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. You know, people make jokes about lawyers, and of course, it's easy to. My sister, who's an attorney, been one for 40 years.
What's 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
I know. Good start. But what's black and brown and looks good on a lawyer? Rottweiler. Okay.
Great American dream.
Okay. Now,
back to the focus. Let's get
back
to
the focus, though. And Patrick tells jokes, too. He's funnier than hell. This guy is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He is a former, he's a veteran of the 101st Air Assault Group. It was former law enforcement and then became a lawyer. Worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years and said, I can't do this. So he knows how it works. If you're not getting the treatment that you need or if you've got questions, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's expanded his business greatly since he opened up here in Redding and Shasta County. His offices are down in Palisadro, in fact. The insurance company has lots of lawyers. You need an attorney that knows what he's talking about is going to fight for you. And let me tell you, Patrick's a pit bull. So give him a call, 530-262-2168, free consultation. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we've finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, 5th of January, 21 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. The snow, it's raining. Potential flood watch is coming right now. Everything seems to be okay. But it's going to be raining through next Wednesday. Another couple inches of rain. Let's see what happens. I know the Lake Shasta is going up fast.
Well, the flood. The flood watch has been extended through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how about the wind advisory?
It looks like it ends today.
Okay. Hey. That'd be good, because the rain's one thing, but boy, that wind's something else.
And the ground's so wet, the trees can just fall over now.
You know,
thinking about purchasing an electric car? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available, plus the electric bike. They can help you with that, too. Check that out and see about riding your bicycle up hills without having to pedal. I kind of like that. It's called a motorcycle. No, it's an electric bike. All right. Hey, Trish Clark, Doug Jenke, and me. I'm just kind of standing over here to the side and catching up on my Facebook. So
that means we're having a really good show today, Trish, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got it. We were talking about the rain, and I'm looking across the street here, and the motel over there has got a gutter issue that is really interesting. If you notice, the gutters are not working well. There's a stream of water coming off the side of it that would drown somebody.
You know, you talk about the wind, you know, where we keep our horse out in Palo Cedro. I mean, it was, you know, the metal roofs, you know, the heavy metal roofs. It bent it back about 10 feet, cut him underneath it, and just bent it like he would a sheet of paper. And then he's trying to get, you know, he wants to get that fixed, but then he needs, because the gutters came, too. Yeah. So.
Go ahead.
The last windstorm, I lost 40 feet of fence, blew the top off of my greenhouse. Big piece of plastic just ripped 2x4 foot piece off the top of it.
Wow.
Plants all over. I mean, big plants. The force of that wind is incredible.
Well, you know, it's one thing. I live up on the wild horse sanctuary in Shingletown, and horses, as a rule, are pretty dumb animals. They pee and poo where they eat. But it's funny, in the morning, out my back door, quite literally 10 feet off my back patio, we have 200 wild Mustangs. 200. Not, there's a lot of horses. And it's funny, you wake up in the morning, Carl, and the horses are all facing with their butt in the wind direction. It is the most amazing thing. You will see an entire herd of horses with their heads down and their butts in the direction the wind is coming. Because the first time I saw that, I'm thinking, well, these guys are in formation. They could do some military work here. And Liz goes, oh, no, their butt's there, so they're not in the wind. So horses, at least on that level, are pretty smart.
Yeah, it's amazing what the wind can do. I've got long spans of wood fence, and boy, it just rips those gates apart and broke the metal on the frame that broke the welds.
Well, you know, it's impossible to tell what a horse thinks, but our horse has a nice protective stall and a good sized turnout. It's raining and she's standing out there with her buddies, just standing there, and it's like they got thick winter coats and all that, and then they come back in and eat, but you know, I don't know why they stand in the rain.
I don't think I'll bother them.
Because it doesn't bother them, because it's part of their, you know. Now, moving on from there about trying to figure out what horses do and figure out what Congress does.
At least
at least the horses, you can understand why they face away from the wind.
Yep.
What do you think's going to happen whenever we elect a speaker? Whenever they elect a speaker of the House. Do you envision any changes?
I do, but it is dependent 100% on who the speaker is. I know that old Donnie Boy has been calling people, trying to put him behind McCarthy. I know that the Republicans were trying to threaten taking away chairmanships.
That's how they work.
Well, no, that's the problem. That's how they work.
That's exactly how it works.
That needs to stop. And so if we get somebody who is a true conservative and puts in some people of backbone and character who are willing to fight the fight, take the bullets, the slings and arrows, I think, Carl, we might actually start getting under the bottom of the Russian hoax. We might get the Durham report released. We might get Hunter Biden. Now, the problem with Hunter Biden, and this is my opinion, is Daddy is going to issue him a pardon, so he's probably never going to serve 1 second in prison, and he should. I mean, he should actually be tried for treason. I mean, he sold our country
out. Well,
yeah,
but so should Biden.
Well, no, same. Yeah, that's it. But he's probably going to pardon him, and so at this juncture, I don't care if he gets the pardon. I want the evidence because there's other people. That's what I want to see. So to answer your question, I think it depends, Carl, who they give us. If they give us somebody who's genuinely a patriot, and sorry, Stanford, American is not a bad word. If they give us an American who is willing to fight the fight, I think we could really see some progress in the next 2 years.
I think that's right. You know, I would love to have seen Jim Jordan actually step forward, if we got the right speaker, Jim Jordan can really make what you've been talking about happen.
Well, you guys mentioned Trey Gowdy as I was pulling in. I love Trey. Okay, He's got a funny hairstyle, but I love the guy.
But it doesn't have to, and they don't have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be the Speaker of the House.
Just like a Supreme Court Justice doesn't need to be a lawyer.
There you go.
Well, I'm still holding out then.
Well, but you ask a very simple question. What's going to matter? And I think it really matters who.
I think something.
If they give us a rhino, I think we're going to get
the same old, same old.
Everything's moving along. Because one of the things also that's kind of been forgotten that I hope, if we do get a good person, I hope they go in there and they release those people from January 6th that are locked up. That has been unconstitutional. They have not had a speedy trial. They haven't been able to face their accusers. And our Congress has just let the Constitution be stepped all
over.
They've
just ignored them. They're sitting right there in their city, and they're just ignoring all those people that are over there.
And I would hope they would release them because, you know, if that was insurrection, that is the worst insurrection ever planned. Go ahead. Yes. Hey, it's our show, Carl.
Liam,
turn their mics off.
Okay, Liam, when my hand goes up in the air, turn their mics off. When my hand goes up in the air, I'm serious. turn their mics off. Okay? Let's practice.
Your arm's going to get tired, Carl.
Yep, there they went. No, what you were just saying is somebody, just one of our listeners wrote in and said, the unsealing of the January 6th, where you release everything instead of just one side of it, which is what you started talking about when I was getting
Well, because Pelosi was in charge of the security, and now there's stuff coming out that shows that she, you know,
had actual family members.
Yeah, and also the fact that there's video and overwhelming evidence that the police were opening the doors and opening the barricades, and here we are now putting these people in prison for a couple of years. Didn't fire a shot. The only shot that was fired was from a Capitol policeman. And they were actually being let into the building by the police. But, and now we're going to say, I mean, you know.
But that footage has been out there. I saw that footage
not
right
everywhere.
After.
Not everywhere where they're being let in. There were windows being broken. There was anarchy going on. Was it an insurrection, in my opinion? No, of course not. Not even close. FBI didn't call it an insurrection. However, this January 6th committee only looks at one side, and the whole thing is to prevent Trump from ever running again. It's like getting his tax records. And after all of this went on, it's 6,000 pages of tax records, what'd they find?
Nothing.
He lost money. Yeah. Okay, you can turn back on now. they really found Pupkis in this. Yeah. You know, he wasn't as good a businessman as, you know, he may have portrayed to people, but, and this is how much he paid in his taxes. But what'd they find?
Zero.
Nothing. Zero. Yeah. And after all of this, and, you know, I think Trump was playing them like he would a fiddle.
Yep.
You know, fight, and then you find out nothing.
Yep.
So.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that the FBI didn't even consider it an insurrection. In my opinion, the FBI considered it an opportunity because, as we now know, there was people that were actually hired by the FBI in the group. And it would be interesting if the Republicans can put together a genuine, let's open the facts, every book, every fact, and get it out there, because I think that the skeletons are going to be pretty bad.
We're going to have to take a break. So, hand one in the air. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. This is not an assisted living facility, my friends. This is for active seniors. Great accommodations. They're very pet-friendly. Gourmet food, transportation if you want it, activities if you wish. This is a really fine place. If you have any questions about it, you give them a call. Give Brian a call at 530-221-2121. Get a tour. See what's happening there. And they've got a new program now for moderate income families that may want to move in to River Commons Senior Living. But for a reduced price. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back with Trish Clark and Doug Jenke.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cage Fights are back at Wind River Resort and Casino. Be there Saturday, January 14th for a fight night you'll never forget. Primal Fighting Championships brings us amateur title and pro fights of MMA in the cage. The cage. This action-packed adrenaline-pumping event sells out fast. So book your stay and tickets with us now. For tickets or complete details, call us at 280-UWIN or visit windriver.com.
Only 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Jenke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and our guest Doug Jenke. Today, the 5th of January, 8:35 in the morning, 52 degrees out there now. It's going to be raining between now and next Wednesday at least. The flash flood warnings are still going through Friday. Wind warnings, wind advisories ending tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. Why? I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. That's why. Yeah, it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you don't have to wait in line. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's last stronghold. Dr. Phil is never on the TV at Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, like I said, I'm here with Trish Clark, who is always my Thursday host, and the first Thursday of every month, Doug Jenke, until we cancel him again. I've given instructions when I raise my hand in the air that Liam just cuts off their mic so I can actually say something, but it's fun listening to you two.
We were going to actually go get a piece of rope and tie your hands behind your back.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say,
Carl, you didn't raise your hand.
Carl made us practice, Trish and I. He's like, all hail Caesar, and then he'd raise his hand. So, I mean.
There you go. And if we don't abide. You know, let's jump subjects though,
please,
a little bit. Let's
please
go to the county.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got today. Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, they're
the
voting.
The board is going to have their first meeting, board.
And the election of
the
new chair for the Board of Supervisors. And it would be a total surprise to me if Patrick Jones was not elected.
Well, yeah, he's the vice chair, and that's the way it works.
Kind of works.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. We know
it's supposed to work that way. That's the way
McCarthy
used to work.
Well, then McCarthy should have been elected.
No. No, not necessarily.
Anyway, but what we're saying is, in the history of both the city and the county, it's usually the vice chair or the vice mayor steps up in that position.
Exactly, and in fact, for a long time in Shasta County, there was actually a hierarchy. The way it happened is that it was by district, so that each district had an opportunity to have a chairman of the board.
Well, there you go.
And we set that up some 30 years ago where it was only fair that each district, and so that's how it rotated. And the only exception to that would be if that district was up, but it was a brand new supervisor.
Oh.
That came in. So that, you know, would skew that. But over the last few years, that hasn't always been the case.
I was going to say, did Emperor Modi change that rule then?
Yeah, sort of, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just wanted to make sure.
Along with other things. But, you know, there are some interesting things going on at the county that they've got, we've got to worry about. We've got a lot of resignations, a lot of positions that need to be filled. And until they can kind of start operating under a manner that is a little easier for people to be comfortable with, they're going to continue to lose people, and nobody wants to come into Shasta County and get a job.
Isn't that interesting? We elect a conservative, fiscally, hopefully, Chris and the group are fiscally responsible, and management and everybody starts resigning.
Makes you wonder.
Makes you kind of wonder. Now, I wouldn't actually be upset if Darling resigned, but that's another story.
Well, the electeds are not going to because they're not under the thumb of the Board of Supervisors.
That's true.
And I think that one of the things we have to recognize is that, you know, this is a system. The county is an arm of the state. There are certain things they can do and certain things they can't. And the electeds are subject to the Board of Supervisors as to their budgets. But that's all.
Yeah.
Let me make a quick announcement here. Castello, the town of Castello, is now having to boil water. Don't drink water out of the pipes. It's been breached. So if you are in Castello or in that area, just don't drink water out of your faucet until further notice.
Well, I know something even local as well is I know Tuesday I've been asked to, along with all the realtors, if so many realtors are listening, the city council is considering an Airbnb ordinance that's going to limit the number you can have, what you can do, all kinds of stuff. I mean, quite communist, to be very honest.
It's not communist. It protects the rights of homeowners in the area.
Well, hold on. There's only been like 9 complaints. I can go through and show you house after house that are rentals.
Doesn't make any difference.
Well, I can show you house after house that are rentals.
We in a neighborhood have a right to say we don't want a bunch of Airbnbs on our street. And right now,
on your street, I agree, on your street. But to sit there and lock down an entire city, that's crazy.
They're putting they want to put a cap on the number of Airbnbs. We don't have rentals right now. The cost of rentals are crazy.
That's not a homeowner's problem. It's private property rights. That's in the Constitution.
I also have rights. I bought my house in a single family neighborhood.
Yep.
And you've opened up a motel next to me.
Well, then here's the option. Let's put it as a full-time rental with a bunch of tweakers. Which one's better?
We can chase them out. We have.
Well,
but you get people you don't even know. You don't know who's renting it.
Absolutely.
Even if you're the property manager, they you know the rules are they can't park on the street, and they do. We've had that one open up. There's already been problems there.
Well, okay. So now go after the individual. Don't create a solution to a problem that doesn't exist.
The only thing they're saying is
they want to say you can't have more than 2. When did the government get the right to tell you how many private
homes? Hawaii just came in and
said every liberal. That's the most liberal state.
Hawaii came in and said that you can't have more than 2 unless you're a realtor.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I don't even agree with that, to be honest with you.
Well, here's the thing is that if there's 15 homes on a 16-home street and all 15 homes say we don't want an Airbnb, that's too bad. That's just too bad. That, you know, that person can put an Airbnb in there, bring in 50 groups of people through the year, and we have nothing to say about it. I bought my house in a single family neighborhood zoned for that, not for a motel next to me.
That part is very true. That is very true. But prove that it is an actual problem, and if there is a problem, have the police reports. Have it and go to the city and go, I need this person to, you know, that thing.
And that's one of the problems. They don't have the people in their
enforcement.
They didn't have, and part of this is to put more people in the enforcement side. Bottom line is that somebody in San Francisco wants to buy 5 houses up here and make them Airbnbs. Wrong. They don't care. They don't care about the community. They just care about putting an Airbnb in there because they've got money, and it has nothing to do with the ambiance and the sanctity of a neighborhood that people have worked hard.
Carl, I'm gonna ruin your day. You know what the largest buyers of single family residential homes has been for 5 years? BlackRock and Vanguard. in the United States has bought millions. Do you think they care about that neighborhood?
No, they don't.
Even worse, we have a Project Home Key here in Shasta County, in Anderson and in Shasta Lake. The county has bought, I believe it's 8 homes now, to house homeless people. And those neighborhoods did not get a vote in it.
Well, see, and that's wrong.
But that's
Terry,
the government doing it. That's
Terry,
the government.
Terry called and he's been on hold. Terry, what you got?
Oh, I forget my question. I want to hear what Doug has to say.
No, what did you have, Terry?
I'm serious. The one thing is on the Board of Supervisors, now that we have a board that could go 4/5, 4 out of 5 rather than the 3 out of 5 normal quorum, we can actually change the budget and do a lot more things. And also, Trish, there's a lot of things under the jurisdiction, including a lot of the money under the Board of Supervisors. So I think what we did learn over the last 2 years is the Board of Supervisors has much more power, and much, much, much more jurisdiction than we ever knew of before. So that was just the thing I wanted to say. I want to hear what Doug has to say about this.
But you're going
to
have to wait till after
the subject you guys are on.
You're going to have to wait till after the break because that's your hook. Okay. We're going to take a quick
break. Emperor's got his hand up.
Nope, not yet because you all are actually kind of letting me say something. And let me tell you, this short term rentals, I'm proud to say I led the fight on this one.
Good.
And against it.
And I'm going to be on the other side. This is awesome.
Yeah, but the there's other things we can talk about,
yes,
too. When are they going
to
meet?
I can't believe it. Tuesday night.
Good.
I can't believe you haven't heard him go off about this before, because that's all he talked about.
Well, the thing is, I live up in Shasta. I live up in Shingletucky, and as a rule, I'm in here for work, and then I go back up to the truck.
If you have electricity, you could probably hear it.
Well, I've been out there with my bike, giant generating and crying.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. We're in our last segment here on Thursday, the 5th of January, 8:48 in the morning, and 52 degrees out there. Rain. The flood warnings are still on. The wind advisory, high wind advisory, is supposed to end tonight. Let's hope. I'm not worried so much about the rain as that it is, as we talked about, all these old trees and all
well,
this.
Well, and the more rain that you get, then you get the wind and we get trees down.
Then you lose power.
Yeah.
Costello's lost their water supply. So if you're up in the Costello area and you live up there, you need to boil the water before you drink it. Okay, I'm here with Trish Lark and Doug Jenke. And what do y'all want to finish up with here? On your last segment.
Well, I am noticing that since we started the show and you put in your new rule that your shoulder's getting much thicker from holding it up so much. So
I've only done it.
We have a rule about.
There you go.
That's right. Keep running your mouth.
Oh God! I'll bring handcuffs next time.
But you know what? We were talking. We'll finish up. In my opinion, this is the finish up. Is Carl, I 1,000,000% respect your side that you're in a neighborhood where maybe there is an Airbnb and maybe it's not being run the way it's supposed to. And I think that neighbors should have some say, and I think you were saying that maybe a petition. But my point is it's a slippery slope because the county has forcibly bought, I think it's 8 houses, Project Home Key. It's in Shasta County. And they're putting homeless people in the middle of neighborhoods. You have group homes all over the place that I think in some neighborhoods are little detrimental. Some you don't even know because they're very well run. And now we're going to go and pick winners and losers. We're going to say this week you can't have Airbnbs, but we're going to let that group home with drug-affected adults or whatever. Or we're going to have the county come in and buy properties and start putting homeless people to try and help them. When you start picking winners and losers in the government, you're going to get winning. You're going to get a lot of losing, is my opinion. And I think that you had a good idea, so I want to give you credit. Is if somebody is buying, and the realtor knows, and I'm a realtor, so if I knew that they were buying this as an Airbnb potential, I think maybe an ordinance that would say that they have to at least on that street. Okay, let's pick a street. You can't do the neighborhood because, I mean, crying out loud, that's just too big. But a street, you have to go and inform your neighbors during the escrow period, this is that. And I think – I hate to say it because democracy sucks, but 50+1 vote, and if half of them plus one say we're okay with it, then that person can buy the property.
Or they can buy the property and make it a long-term rental. It's just –
there's a big problem with that because the landlord laws in California and I'm saying this to my detriment because I'm a real estate agent. The landlord laws in California are so bad for landlords that once you go past 30 days, the tenants get all kinds of rights that they don't have in a short-term rental.
Not my problem.
One of the things I think we need to recognize whenever –
Up his hand went up almost.
Almost. But whenever we make another rule, another law, and put more things in control of the government, we're making a mistake.
In this case, it protects the neighborhood.
Well, and it protects the renters. The rental prices right now are like crazy, which like is a problem for people like me who like are trying to live here. Like, rental prices, like a one bedroom, one bathroom is like $1,500 a month, right? And so do we care about our community and the people living in our community, or are we okay with people in other cities who never are going to step foot here buying up properties.
Or other countries.
Or other countries. Buying up properties, monetizing them, and jacking up our prices. I mean, what do we value more? Our community or, I mean, that's what it comes down to. What do we value?
Well, the problem is when you have
out of the mouth of
I'm telling you, every now and then I'm saying
That's twice today.
It's wow, this is almost going to be Liam Day. I mean, we're going to have to make a motion to get that passed. But no, as I was the No on Measure B spokesperson back when that whole shopping center was there, and yeah. I was out doing the TV, the radio. I was even on Carl and Linda's show once, and that's when I first met Carl. And we won 72-28. To preserve private property rights, because that Measure B was going to lock down Churn Creek Bottom for 26 years. And if you wanted to do something that was not specifically allowed by your government, you had to hold a countywide ordinance.
Yeah.
So believe me, I'm very well versed in private property rights. And when you start picking winners and losers and let the government be the arbiter of that, you're in a really bad spot, because today Carl is in the majority. Tomorrow, they say we don't want horses. The next day, they don't want pickup trucks. It sounds far-fetched, but look at the laws and the unintended consequences that we have been stuck with that had good intentions and have turned out to be ultimate disasters.
Every time they're putting a restriction on what you can do on your private property, you really want to be sure that it's needed, because it turns around, it backfires in the long run.
And every time they put
too much control in the hands of government, when we should just be deciding these things as individuals in our community.
Well, and every time that there's a law enacted against private property rights, the private property owners, you, me, and everybody else, we lose a right.
That's right.
And I think a process, Carl, which you mentioned, a notification and a vote. Because then if it's in escrow
and limiting of how many in a neighborhood. I mean, I've heard people that are down in the garden tract, they've got four of them around them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they've got Party Central there. It's the whole thing is.
And maybe let's do this. Let's go back to the old school tough criminal system. Three strikes and you're out. If a Airbnb has three police calls, valid, you know, not just doing it because the neighbor wants to get three strikes, but valid three police calls for service, that landlord is going to be given a notice that their license is being revoked.
There you go.
That's simple. Because then, Carl, if you have somebody on your street and there's a party and you call the sheriff, because I know you're out in the Palo Cedro, I believe, and that's strike one.
I'm not in Palo Cedro.
Oh,
I'm right downtown.
Okay, you were talking about your horse.
They're right there.
Okay.
So,
but I mean,
okay,
but I think
horse,
that would be good.
Here's the bottom line.
A horse party's up, they can call the sheriff.
But I think that
I'm bringing my horse down and grazing it in that person's yard.
I think that a three strikes rule would probably be
I'm hiring
fair.
Homeless. I'm hiring homeless to hold signs in front of that house so I can put it on Yelp.
Well,
so
you can
never,
do that. So legally, you can do that.
I can do that. Linda talked me off the ledge on that one. anyway, okay, so next Tuesday, they're having a meeting
at
City
o'clock.
Council at 6 o'clock, and they're going to discuss short-term rentals. And I expect a number of people. I went there the first time to say, where are our rights as homeowners? I was by myself, a couple more garden track people mm-hmm. and others. The next time the rich capitalist realtors were there against we the people who wanted to protect our neighborhood. So anyway, that's next Tuesday. Okay,
yeah.
We got 3 minutes left. Go for it.
I think it's going to be some interesting time coming up in Shasta County. We've got some decisions to make. We've got the school board issues going on. A lot of motion going there. I'm encouraged because I think we've got more people involved in government and in what our government's doing and paying attention. That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good thing, because the problem is we get the kind of government that we deserve and get involved in, and we haven't got enough people involved usually. I like to see that we've got this many people caring what's happening.
Well, you know what's funny is I've been making the joke now for a number of years, since at least Obama and part of Bush, is we're getting the government that liberals deserve, and we have to deal with it, because we're losing rights on the daily basis and the whole works. And so we finally here locally, to some scientific degree, have gone back to the Constitution, which it was designed to be local government and work its way. And that was actually supposed to be kind of the thing. And then federal government was supposed to be the little tiny peak at the top that just kind of oversaw and kept people safe. And instead, the pyramid's inverted, and it's crushing the city and the county.
Well, you know, and people talk about, oh, it's just a small group of people. Well, it was a small group of people. But when you come to an election, and there's changes made, guess what? The people voted for that. They didn't, you know, it's not, you know, 24 people cannot throw a person out of office or, you know, or be the difference in an election except when Gary Cadbro, you know, ran. It was nine.
Yeah.
But,
but
what it's saying is people are looking for change and they're willing to try this change. Because here comes another election cycle after that. And if it's a failure, then they're going to move them out.
And yeah. I think that is, that goes across the United States. I think what we're seeing in the House of Representatives right now is the people finally being heard. If you look across the United States, not the entire population thinks that this is chaos. There's a lot of Doug Jenkins and Trish Clarks that are saying, you know what? This is a good thing.
Well, you know where the
They're
beacon
finally
on
finally trying to hold somebody accountable.
Well, you know where the beacon on the hill is at right now in California or in the world? Florida. It went from a purple blue state to now it's there. So I'm really interested, Carl, to finish my last comment, to see how Florida does the next couple of years. That'll be really a test.
Yeah. Well, thank you too for being here. It's always a fun time.
I love it.
I love your ring, by the way.
He's talking to Doug, not to me.
Yours I always love. Yeah.
I had to clarify.
Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lemoff is going to join us, and I've got like four questions here. People have called in. Why don't you make a law that says you have to have so much time to read a bill, you know, that you can't drop it 3 days out and it's a 4,000-page bill that affects so many people.
Single issue. Have a bill with a single issue.
And it must be prepared by September 30th or Congress doesn't get paid.
There you go.
Bam.
I like that.
Mic drop.
Yeah, mic drop.
Yep.
And that's good.
Because they're not doing their job.
Everybody be careful out there. Watch for the rain. Don't drive too fast. The wind advisory goes down tonight, but the flash flood warnings are up through Friday. And so take care out there, and God bless America.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.